you came back to tie it up, but how disappointing was that first period with how you wanted to play tonight?
Well, you know, we can look at that. I don't think it's the reason we lost tonight. We didn't have a good start. But the biggest thing for me, Steve, is that, you know, we passed up on so many shot opportunities and looked for the cute plays. And, you know, that's not our team. And, you know, the effort came back in the second. We played well in the second. We played well in the third. You know, we really upped our game. And so, if you're shooting and doing the right things, I think we were in a position. We had tied the game 1-1. And then we give that goal with 23 seconds left. And, you know, we don't play through players, and they keep the puck in the middle of the ice. They put it back in, and then we don't box out, and it's in our net. And those kind of mistakes, you know, we're making costly mistakes, and that's what, at the end of the night, that's what ends up happening. And the costly mistakes end up in our net, and then the lack of wanting to put pucks at the net with a purpose versus trying to be cute, which is not our team, it is what we struggled with tonight.
Is that a sign of lack of confidence right now, just looking for the perfect shot, or what do you think that is?
No, I don't think it's lack of confidence. For whatever reason, we never told the guys to try and get cute here. You got to shoot pucks at the net. We've done that in the past when we've had to, and, you know, we got to, again, bring our identity, and our team is, you know, playing hard and putting pucks at the net and going to the net and banging away the rebounds, kind of like what they did offensively. And, tonight our forwards didn't do a very good job of that.
Decision to go with Bart, just trying to get him a game?
Well, he's a veteran player, and you know what? No matter what the stats say, I think he played well. You know, played well. He skated. He kept pucks in. He made plays. And, and the thing with him is that he's probably our best when it comes to moving pucks out of our own end, skating them out of our own end. But, right now with Bart, it's always been the same thing as sustaining that. So, you know, he sits out for a while. We know when we're going to put him in, he's going to be good. So, you know, it's really up to him to get some consistency in regards to that. So, when you look at tonight's the goals against, not necessarily he's on the ice, but I don't know that the first one is Krejci's man that the banks it in, you know. Second one, it comes from not doing a good job letting the guys get back to the front of net. But also, as I mentioned, you know, puck slipped in the neutral ice, and we don't play through guys. And so a puck remains in center ice, dumped back in, and that's where the trouble starts. So, you know, it's, again, I'll look at the game, but I don't see Bart being part of a lot of those issues where he was a minus two tonight.
For him to get that consistency, does that mean you're thinking about putting him in more consistently?
I don't know. I think it depends on him. I think it depends on the situation. And, he's a veteran. I'd like to see, more of an experienced lineup back there, like any coach would. That experience becomes valuable. So, tonight I thought he skated the puck well. I thought he, you know, made a couple plays, carried it in, and, shots got through to the net. So, you know, I don't think our back end was really an issue tonight. I think our back end was okay, and up front is where, you know, we scored one goal, and like I said, there was a lot of times where we passed up on putting a puck at the net to try and get the pretty play. And, it's not the way we've played in the past. It's not the way we've had success. So we got to be better next game.
Are there certain players that you've seen that as maybe a theme this season, that passing up the shot? That's
amazing. Oh, yeah. And I think you just have to look at the score sheet. You see that there's guys that end up with no shots and all that stuff, and you say, you know what, with the amount of ice and where the positions are put in, they should be getting shots at the net and that kind of stuff, and the turnovers and all that stuff. And we need more out of certain players. No ifs or buts about that.
That's something you've seen from Louis in particular sometimes.
Seeing what?
That passing up shots is that something?
I think Louis played well tonight, so that's certainly not I'm not pointing a finger at him, and I'm not pointing a finger necessarily at one particular person, but Louis is good again tonight. He's been good lately, so, we just need more guys to pick up their game here.
3 of 6 points on this trip, obviously not the ideal finish, but how do you assess that overall, especially heading back 200 games before
Christmas? I'm not happy. Because, we could have came back the way we were playing, and we could have came back with 5 out of 6. And if we're happy with that, we're going to be on vacation there in the beginning of April. We're going to need more than that, to be honest with you. We got to string some wins together here, and this was an opportunity that we missed tonight.
Thank you.
You did seem like the Jets were
the last one.
Playing a different type of style with obviously four of the top six defensemen, especially Stewart, Trouba out of the lineup.
Well, you know, people are making a big deal of that. I think their back end was had some experience there, and just because they're missing, they're still NHL caliber D's back there. So let's not, you know, make a big deal out of that. I wish I would have had that situation when my D's were hurt. We brought guys up from Providence, and we didn't have those opportunities. So, you know, I don't think their D is that bad right now, even with all those injuries. They got some experience back there, and I think that's important in our league.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Room's now open.